So with me is Katie Hannan, the presenter of Upfront, Fran McNulty, the presenter of Primetime, but they're both co-presenting along with David McCullough, RTE's Election Politics podcast, Behind the Ballot, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts from. Katie, from when?
From tonight, we're going to do once the kickoff is today, and we'll be dropping, I think is the term, dropping the first Behind the Ballot tonight.
Yeah, but will yous have the riz? Isn't that the... Anyhow, Fran, 22 days, lots of opinion polls. It's going to be a short enough campaign. It's going to be a winter campaign. So what does that say about the kind of campaign we're going to get?
I think, Anya, it's going to be fiery. If you saw the clamour in the coalition to simply announce the date. Roderick O'Gorman, 3 weeks ago, out of the traps before anyone else. Simon Harris is on his way out here at RTE to confirm the date, and Micheál Martin is rushing to Virgin Media to get there before him. It's extraordinary. And then you looked at leaders' questions yesterday. Seán Éireann trying to keep control of a chamber that was erupting with energy, and that's what we're going to get, because as you say, it's a short campaign. People need to get out there and make an impression. That's going to make our job fun.
And let's talk about the outgoing coalition for the moment. We heard Simon Harris, Sinead O'Carroll earlier talking about Simon Harris pitching Fine Gael as the party of change, the potential for a Harris hop. I mean, it ignores the fact, doesn't it, that this is the message they're selling when they're going for an unprecedented Fine Gael fourth term in government.
And I see a lot of chatter on social media over the last 24 hours saying, you know, the Democrats, what happened in America is only what has happened in every Western democracy in the last 12 months, that outgoing governments have taken a hit because of the cost of living crisis, because mm-hmm. of all those other issues that have affected right across the democratic world. It's not quite right. I think there have been a few exceptions, but it's a big, big ask to suggest that a government, particularly when one part of it, as you say, has been there for 13, coming on 14 years, that they are going to come back with more. But that's what Simon Harris is pitching for. And I think this is going to be, as I say, the Lucasade election is going to be all about the energy. And it'll be really interesting if they can, A, sell that idea that there is still energy there, that there is mm-hmm. still more gas in the tank after all those years, but also that they're somehow different from each other, which is, of course, the other going to be their other big challenge in that campaign.
And Fran, Sinn Féin are saying, don't underestimate us. Don't just look at the polls. They're saying they are going down well on the doorsteps. I suppose the question for them is, they're running 70 candidates, I think, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael around 80. So none of them have enough for an overall majority, given the number of TDs that we're going to see back on the table. The question is, who's going to be in the mix among those top three to form a government?
That is the question. But if you saw Mary Lou MacDonald last night really making that pitch to the voter, saying we are a real alternative, we can be that bigger party. If you look at the last couple of weeks they've had, you look at the polls, the local elections, would you be convinced of that? Who knows? But remember, you know, there's that old, a week is a long time in politics. 3 weeks in an election campaign is a very, very long time. And anything can happen. Any banana skins can appear. Any wins can happen at any point in time.
Like, nobody would have predicted, would they, at the start of the last campaign? If we think about it, it's very hard to think back from what we know now. Nobody would have predicted, say, the pension issue kind of rising up from nowhere, the RIC issue taking off in the last week of that campaign. They had massive impacts on the final outcome.
And that's the other thing, because, I mean, there's a lot of talk from pundits and so on. You'll hear an awful lot of predictions already today. There are people out telling you how many seats one party will get, how many seats another party will get. The only thing I've learned in all these years of covering politics is nobody knows. And at some point in the campaign, something will happen where you might think, yeah, that there might be something in and around that. Isn't that the case?
That's it. Every single campaign I have ever covered, there has been a moment in that campaign where you felt the ground shifting underneath you. You know, no, really no campaign, maybe with the slight exception of maybe one of those early Bertie campaigns that kind of were very well organised. But ultimately something gave and, you know, it changed the course of the campaign. Yeah.
And we'll see them all coming out each day, Fran, won't we, the different parties, and also, and you know, in the constituencies, you'll be seeing whatever independents are running, and they'll all have a plan and they'll all have their talking points. But I suppose campaigns, like battles, they don't survive contact with the enemy. So it's that dynamic and how...
Yeah, and part of the job for us in the podcast is going to be picking that apart. We're going to see those announcements. We're going to see, we've seen them in the last couple of days, those promises on housing, the repeated numbers and claims. We'll be picking all that apart, saying, okay, what's this about? What are they really saying here? How achievable is that? How does that compare to one or the other? And that's what it'll be about. Really, it's about I suppose, us shooting the breeze, thinking, and people listening in. It's a fascinating thing to be able to do.
I'm looking forward.
Are you on every day, or how often will you be?
Anya, can I just say, I'm looking forward to having this election mansplained to me by David and Fran.
We wouldn't dare.
We are on, we're going to
do... get you for that. You know that.
We're going to have three, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we'll have a bonus weekend, more reflective podcast, which will drop on Fridays.
Oh, very good. Delighted. And as I say, wherever you get your podcasts, the constituencies, and again, there's a great series, Barry Lenihan's series, yeah. Know Your Constituency.
It's absolutely excellent. Yeah. It's totally addictive. I said, I started listening to it's like Pringles. Once you start one, you have to keep going back for the next one. It's absolutely excellent. But as he says himself, and I was talking to Barry, he said, there's still so much change and churn in those constituencies still, because it'll be another few days before the nominations will close. But so interesting. And whatever we're talking about on a national level, local issues can completely switch a seat and flip a seat at local level.
And the smaller parties, because are they very, somebody's going to have to make the numbers and join a coalition for a government. So is that the big competition there, the red lines?
Absolutely. And the interesting one will be, there'll be the independents. I think it's going to be a very, very big election for independents, because if you think about what the kind of numbers that Sinn Féin were polling 6 months, 8 months, a year ago, where is that 10-15% now going to land? Where are they going? What home are they going to be looking for? Now, I have to say, independents are going to be placed for that. And also, this hybrid party that we have, Independent Ireland, which is, as I saw referred to as the Schrodinger's cat party. Neither a party nor an independent.
It was Gary Gallons, wasn't it?
I've been reading so much.
Schrodinger on the, I think, on the Occupied Territories Bill, wasn't it? Something like that. So anyhow, lots to look forward to.
Behind the ballot. It'll be fun.
All right.
It'll be an enjoying campaign.
Oh, but first, we've got our housing debate on Upfront on Monday night.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to all of that. And yeah, let's enjoy it, and we'll come back in 3 weeks and tell you what happened.
This is our Olympics, aren't you? This is us. It only comes around every 4 or 5 years, and it's
just waiting for that car to drive out the front gate of the Oris, and then we're heading for the studio.
All right, Katie and Fran, thank you so much.